God, we come to you in that wonderful name of Jesus. And again, we stand in awe of his love for us. Lord Jesus, you're so wonderful. You are so wonderful. And Lord, how your love just touches us. God, it transforms us, Lord. And thank you, Lord, it does renew our minds. It causes us to know who we are in you and how deeply you care for us, Lord. How intimately you think of us. God, today by your Spirit, help us to respond. Help us to understand how monumental and vital these moments are where you're searching our hearts, Lord God, and you're looking as they sang for this goodly pearl. And Lord, let us come boldly and say, Lord, let it be found in me. Let this grow in me. Let this be produced, Lord God, to your glory. Lord, thank you that we realize today that we're favored, God, that you look upon us, Lord, and you adore us. God, we're not ashamed. We're not. Because we know that, Lord, you're working. And Lord, you work in all things. And I'm so thankful that we know in your word, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. And Lord, there's a lot of people here today that love you. God, quicken us to believe it. Quicken us to rise up and to look up, Lord. And not to look at the things of this earth, the lies of the enemies. But Lord, to look into the eyes of the living God and to know that we are loved. Now we thank you for this time. And Lord, may your mind just be in us. May your Spirit anoint each and every life here today. Open the hearts, God, to receive your word. We are looking to you in complete confidence. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise his name. I'd like you to open your Bibles today to the second chapter of Hosea. That's the second chapter of Hosea. And such a sweet portion of scripture in the second chapter. God's cry to Israel, and yes, he's chastening them. They're ornery. I don't know how to put it, but he loves them, and he can't help it, and it's just that way, and it's just what God is. And so sweetly in this whole chapter, he pursues them, and it's talking about all of this time. And but eventually what will happen, thou art my people, and they shall say, thou art my God. And I'm so thankful that we can look to him and we can look into his faithfulness. But today specifically in the second chapter, we're going to look at verse 7. And it says there in verse 7, and she shall follow after her lovers. This is talking about Israel here. And she shall follow after her lovers. Notice there's lots of them pulling at her here. But she shall not overtake them. Isn't that wonderful how he even prevents them from themselves? Doesn't God do that over and over in your life, preventing you from the things that you're going after, yet he still, in his love and mercy, he'll stop you. He'll stop you right in your tracks because of his love. All the things that God has kept me from, I can't even imagine. Some of them I don't even know. But he says, and she shall seek them, but shall not find them. Then shall she say, I will go and return to my first husband, for then was it better with me than now. What an understatement, but praise the Lord how clear and precise it is. But on the surface here, brothers and sisters, we have this mighty testimony of the undying and the undying affection and love of God for Israel. But you know, as the Spirit always does, if we'll allow the Spirit to reveal these things to us, he'll peel off the layers here. See, by the grace of God, I hope we understand that, yes, there's many messages within this wonderful truth. And God is speaking to us in types and in shadows of the things that he spoke of Israel. And a precious type of this return unto me here is to us Gentiles. And in this day, and especially in this church age, you see, return unto me, return unto me. Israel is circled out by God. Not was, but it is circled out by God. Israel is his, and we need to know that. She is betrothed to him forever. You'll read that in verse 19. And yet, even though this great love was so graciously bestowed upon them, they turn from him. and they cast it aside. But yet again and again and again, in his undying love and his forever faithfulness, he continues to call unto them, return unto me, return unto me. Sound familiar? Come on, does it sound familiar? If it doesn't, he's calling it to you right now. So just take a moment and listen, because his sheep do know his voice. And I'll tell you right now, and all of us have heard that sweet voice before, return unto me. Now, we Gentiles, brothers and sisters, do hear a similar call. But we don't hear it from the Father as Israel does. We hear it from Jesus Christ. And I'd like you to turn with me, because I'm going to give you a portion of what he's saying here in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. And this is Christ's call to his beloved. And he says here, till we all come. I love that. Till we all come. But what's he looking for here? In the unity of faith. And in the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man. Now we're talking about something so mature, so beautifully, completely readied for marriage. This is the Shulamite, not the little sister. She's got a lot of good qualities, but she's not ready. But this is the one that has grown up into him in all things, ready to be married. Unto the measure. Listen to this. It didn't just stop there, did it? This is the form, this is the precious evidence of what this growth is, of the stature of the fullness of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God that we know this. This is what he's looking at. And brothers and sisters, this is the cry that came out of the heart of Brother Paul, but this is the example of the cry, the anticipation, the state of prayer in the hearts of the Most High. They're delirious for the wife. Who's the wife? The company of saints that love his appearing. That's who the wife is. Did you hear that? The company of saints that love his appearing. He touched on it briefly today, even in the beginnings. Not the company of saints that love going to heaven. Every Christian's going to love or loves going to heaven. But do you love his appearing? Do you? Do you love his appearing here today in the saints? That's part of loving his appearing. That's the draw of it all, brothers and sisters, is to come to the house of the people of God. And we come and we worship together. And we see Christ in you and you see Christ in me. And praise the Lord, I think I see a familiar pattern. It's Christ, it's Christ, it's Christ. It's not about this association or what we're going to do tomorrow or this. It's about right now, and it's about Jesus in us and us in Christ. And praise be to God, this is her anticipation. She is delirious for this wife to be made fully ready. You know why? So the trump will sound. So praise be to God, we can meet him in the air. Amen. Now the encouragement comes out. You know what? It's not about me. It's about us in Christ. It's about Christ in us. And brothers and sisters, God help us to really get on with this. Knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. And see, brothers and sisters, we need to be full of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, because the knowledge of Jesus Christ is but one thing, and that's love. See, there's a difference. The knowledge of Christ is love. Knowledge in itself is nothing. But the knowledge of Christ is everything. And the knowledge of Christ, praise the Lord, is what grows us up and completes us into that body that's ready and looking and loving him. But you see, just like Israel, many have heard of this glorious offering of Christ, my prize. And I'm talking about us in here. I'm talking about those that have come through this meeting. I'm talking about ones that might be listening to this on the internet or in a tape or something of that nature. You know what God is getting at here. Many have heard this offering. Many have heard that he is searching for a people for his name's sake. Many have heard that Jesus Christ will have a bride from out from among them that will jointly rule and reign with him, be glorified together with him, that will complete him as he takes the very throne as God. This is important. This is what is the beginning of the forever of what his exceeding riches of his grace that are going to be poured out in his loving kindness to her. Do you know how much he desires this? Do you know that he's anticipating this moment? Every single moment? Father, are they ready yet? Father, can I go yet? Oh, honey, she's just about ready. Do you know that's how he looks at you? Do you know that's how he adores? Read the Word of God. See, people are not hearing these things. This is about the queen. This is about his glory. Isn't it awesome? See, the woman is the glory of man. The setup of that type was for how Jesus loves us to grow up into him in all things and to become what his Father so sweetly wanted in ages past. Son, it's not good for man to live alone. It's just not. Now, they heard this. They heard this, but they turned from it. And in that, they went after strange gods. See, just as the kings of Israel often went out of their way to go after strange gods, they called them Baal and Dagon. Today, our gods are just called things like bitterness, resentment, jealousy, self-righteousness, legality, filthy lucre, all of these different things. But see, Romans chapter 6 and 7 sums it up very quickly in one thing. It calls it there, embracing a dead husband. Wow, how did he go to that? It's exactly what it is. It's being something you're not. See, a lie is something that is not true. A lie is something that is not real. And a dead husband is exactly what it is. It's dead. Now, brothers and sisters, we have to get this real quick before we go on. God is calling us to understand this, that we need to let him go. That embracing a dead husband is not a pretty picture. But it's the reality, brothers and sisters, the Word gives us of just what our old man is under the law of death. He is a dead husband, and he must be reconciled, and he must be buried. Amen? Why walk around with the lie? Why walk around with death when you have been caused to live with him forever? We're alive, brothers and sisters. And God has called us to live abundantly. Not kind of, not let's just get by. Not just taking gasps of air once in a while. My goodness, you got all the oxygen you'll ever need. You've got all the life, my goodness, that is so powerful and beautiful that you can rise up. God help us. God help us. Now, there's a beautiful thing going on right now, in case you haven't realized it. Till we all come is truly appearing right before our eyes. Amen. It is. If you're really alive to the things of God, till we all come is appearing right before our eyes. The wife, brothers and sisters, is returning. She is coming out of the wilderness leaning upon him. And notice that you'll never come out of anything unless you're leaning upon him. If you're looking to your own strength, if you're looking to feeling, if you're looking to emotion, if you're looking to, well, these are my familiar people, it's not going to happen. It's not going to work. It's going to fail you. It's what the enemy does. He tries to get in and he tries to divide. And if he can divide you, yes, he can conquer you. He can get you thinking a lot of awful things, a lot of thoughts completely apart from the things of God. That's all he wants to do, is to get you apart from the Word of God. If you want to be sanctified unto God, as Jesus Christ said, Father, sanctify him with thy truth. You want to get closer to Jesus Christ, you better go after the Word of God. And I'm talking about an insatiable appetite. I'm talking about you run. I'm talking about delirious, as Brother David is. I'm delirious, Lord, for you. I dance before you just like we were rejoicing in. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's who I am. It's the power of God unto salvation that he has made me. He's brought me this way. And how could we neglect so great salvation? How could we neglect it? And praise the Lord what he's offering us in this. But brothers and sisters, are we in? Are we in this? Are we going to be as the sons of the prophet and observe it from afar off? Hey, that's cool to look at. I want a heart like an Elisha. I want to get in there and say, Lord, this is mine. It wasn't just for everybody else. I appreciate it. But this is mine. Praise God, I want the double portion. I don't want just what he had. I know that there's more. I know that nobody's tapped thee and exhausted you, Lord. There's more. And it's bigger and it's greater and there's more love and there's more joy. And thanks be to God, I can believe more of the word of God. Yes, I can. There is a most holy faith, and I'm thankful to God that he brings it. Now, brothers and sisters, I see it. Because I see it in the eyes of God, and I believe as we're in tune with these things that he's bringing, I see that return unto me coming to pass even in our precious meeting. It's so awesome. It's such a sweet. I just love him to show himself mighty. That's what it's about. It's not about, oh, I'm right, you're wrong, I'm wrong, you're right. That's just stupidness. It's just that he's right. And it's just that his love is always there. And praise God, it sustains us. It holds us and it keeps us. But I'm so grateful to God that we're seeing these things come to pass. And again, in spite of our unbelief, in spite of our bitterness, in spite of our resentment, in spite of even the little foxes that we allow to get in, praise be to God, as it says here, she shall seek them but not find them. Do you know how he loves us? Do you know how he saves you from yourself? I mean, do you really know this? I mean, do you really, really know this? There's nothing good in you. There's nothing. My thoughts are completely evil. My ways are completely amiss. Anything that I could think of or try of my own, it will miss the mark completely. And I can't tell you how many times, even in a week, I've pursued these things. And he says, son, no. Oh, I love him. We can be completely confident in him. I can, when I'm confused and I don't know, can say, Lord, I believe your scripture that says even when I'm otherwise minded, even when I'm feeling different things, even when I'm tormented, I know you'll make this known unto me. I got to trust you. I don't have anywhere else I can go. I'm just as disciples. Where am I going to go? I got to trust that this is an opportunity. I got to trust, Lord, I haven't been here before, so it must be another glory. That's what another glory is, something I never even thought of, never walked in. An unknown door, praise God. It can be awful mysterious. It can be downright fearful. But God, if you opened it, give me the strength by grace to walk through it. Amen. You willing to go the dark mile, you think? Not many want to go that way. See, they stay at the halfway house. All those precious stories. All those ones that spoke of, oh God, there's a good and acceptable. But the Lord is strumming across your heart, whether you know it or not. You're sitting in a place where he's preaching the perfect will of God. Not because of anything of anybody here. I hope you know that. Not because this place has been here since 1930 or whatever it might be. I don't say that lightly because I speak to the faithfulness of God. And God never leaves nor forsakes his people. He'll bring it because it's his ultimate desire. I would that all men be saved, sure, and come to the full, exact, intimate, complete, And that's all men. Don't forget that. Knowledge of the truth, of Him. Isn't that amazing? And you're asking, what is my life about? See, what you do in life, that's an after effect of what I just said. If I put my life out there and say, Lord, I see this for me. I'm coming after you. Open hands, I have nothing to bring, and you're going to fill it. Matter of fact, with a cup of salvation, and you say, what you want to render unto me, son, take this cup and drink. Everything else is an after effect. Everything else, I know where He has me, where I walk, where I work, where I live. It's perfect. Perfect. Because I'm loving His appearing right now. Do you get it? See, anything else, I might not be loving His appearing. Anything else, I might not be sitting here today worshiping Him. And I'm sure there's many things you're thinking, possibly, I pray God took them away, but you still might be thinking today, well, I would like to be doing that. I really need to get this done. I really wish I wouldn't have passed that by forgetting those things. See, those are those things. Because there's a better thing. Listen to the Word of God. It's so absolutely beautiful. It's a song in motion, isn't it? And that's why you dance with it. That's why you embrace it. And you say, Lord, I want to take it. Hallelujah. Now, I got to run along here. But brothers and sisters, it's going on in this place, this return unto me. And again, it's not about a physical place. And it's not about necessarily apologizing to those that maybe you carried bitterness against, even though you should. Even though you should, because it's not going to be right till we do. But brothers and sisters, it's about the one thing. It's about the one thing that apprehends and has apprehended you from the beginning. That you now apprehend Him, Jesus Christ, my bridegroom. Amen. That's what He's after. The seed remaineth. I just love it. The seed that remaineth, it's there. It's complete. I'm not lacking anything. All of that life, all of that ability, all of that power, all of that provision, all of that purpose, it's right there. And God has given it. And God just wants it to come forth. But returning to the fellowship, brothers and sisters, of them that are watching for that day. Yes. For them, brothers and sisters, watching that day that's swiftly approaching. Them that are sober and awake and alive, not sleeping in the night. Returning unto those that love His appearing. Amen? Amen. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves, the gathering of ourselves together. Brothers and sisters, what are we doing? Come on now. See, the enemy tries to isolate us from that. The enemy will put anything up to try to say, well, I'm not going there. Somebody didn't say hi to me. They didn't talk to me the way that I should have. You don't know what's going on in that life. Quit trying to find fault in somebody else and get over it. It is just, it's time. Those are the petty things that will prevent you from going on in and completely fellowshipping. That will prevent you from going on in and apprehending the double portion. How long? How long? Why do we come here? Brothers and sisters, we can be as the ones that love His appearing, or we can be in a type as those watchmen. The Shulamite went out to find Him. She thought she was going to get some help. And those were nothing about help. Those were as ones that were just going to inflict pain and injury, brothers and sisters. Ones that were trying to rough up one another. I'm talking about the ones that try to find fault in one another. The ones that might compare themselves amongst themselves. If you stay in that camp, you'll be out of here. You will. Not because anybody will say leave. We say come. If our hearts are right, we say come. But that's listening to the words of the enemy. And that's not what this is about. This is about unconditional love. This is about love without hypocrisy. This is about love that just loves, brothers and sisters. It doesn't matter. It's about Christ in us. And that's the only way this love is going to work. And when we dwell upon things that aren't the things that are listed in Philippians 4:9, meditate on these things, you're done. You're done. And you need to be convicted. And you need to be quickened. And you need to finally have a heart that says, boy, I'll tell you what, how stupid. Well, then it was better then with me than now. Oh, how God has patience, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, we're the ones by His grace that He's calling to the altogether lovely that are like Him, that are poised and ready to leap right on out of here. Amen. Praise God. I almost wonder sometimes, do I really live here or not? Really, just walk in the streets of glory. Praise God. I'm realizing where we're seated. Hallelujah. Living the heavenly, having that vision of the eternal. But I'm going to tell you something, the hardest words for any of us, and it's all the time, all the time. I'm sorry, I'm wrong. Those are very important, extremely important. Because you can be prideful, you can get set in your own way, and you can live as a hero in your own mind, and the trump will sound, and you'll meet the Lord someday, but He's going to have to wipe the tears away from them.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'd rob you if I didn't preach it. You can think of me what you want. But this truly is a time, and this is a message about one thing, and that's about winning Him. And if we really do care, will stand in this. And it's not easy. Mm-mm. But you're so glad you did. Amen? Amen. All right, we'll wrap it up. But brothers and sisters, God won't force us. He won't. Mm-mm. If it's not His will that we're after, He says in the Word of God, He'll let you go where you want. He'll let you have what you want. But one thing that will be certain, leanness will fill your soul. It will. And you know it, and I know it. Because we have all went our own way at one time or another. And leanness is what you found. Come on. Anything but His perfect will. Anything but His perfect will always rob you. Know this. God does not lead to error. God does not lead His people into Egypt. He takes them out of it. And He does. Yes, He does. If you stepped into hate or bitterness, resentment, that wasn't God who led you there. It wasn't. It wasn't. Leanness is not His business. He's a shepherd of fat sheep. The place where He causes His sheep to graze is a land with milk and honey, as we heard so often, knee-deep clover. Israel will return to the Father. They will. But this better thing for us, brothers and sisters, this better thing in the midst of the throne, jointly ruling and reigning, being glorified together with Him, time is running out. Time is running out. And just as those five foolish virgins, went out there without the oil, they tried. The wedding came and went. They missed it. And it was never going to be offered again. And brothers and sisters, we need to take that as a type of just as those that someday will meet Jesus, they know that they had missed it. and the tears are being wiped from their eyes. And I think, what a shame to say, what a shame to say, I wish I had. What a shame, isn't it? When today he's calling so mightily, return unto me. Return unto me. You might be physically here today, but you're far away. Listen to this. Return unto me. While every head is bowed, Father, we thank you so. How sweet you are with your people. And God, you have called to us over and over. And Lord, we know that it's only by grace that we respond. And Lord, that grace is so thick and rich all the time in our lives. Just quicken our hearts to be thankful for it. The beginning of surrendering to you is a thankful heart. Just thankful that you love me. Thankful that you're patient with me. Thankful, Lord, that you wait. Lord, that you endure. God, that you still always and forever will favor your son. We're thankful again that that is how you see us. Now, Lord, as we've heard this, return unto me. God, quicken us today to make the move. And Lord, it is truly just by faith. There isn't anything I need to get in order. There isn't anything that needs to be done. It's just of a cry in a heart that says, I will go. I will go. Just in absolute simplicity and in purity and sincerity. Lord, I will go. Lord, help us to be those that will rejoice with you someday. And truly say, I'm so glad I did. Encourage our hearts this morning. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.